Run Galesburg Run coming up. Just a little more than a couple weeks from now, Sunday, June 3rd. It's a busy weekend in Galesburg and a really busy Sunday. And joining us to talk more about it here this morning, the race director. He's the owner of Dave's Auto Body. He's a doctor. I don't know what ails you, but he can fix it. Dave Dunn joining us here this morning. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks again for coming in with us this morning. So Run Galesburg Run, this is year number six?
Year seven.
Six. Oh, seven. Seven. I'm sorry. I was close. Year number seven, and it's just continued to grow each and every year. And I know last time you were in, we talked about the fire you had at Dave's Auto Body, and you said, you know, you're already getting some registrations at that point. And even at that point, you're maybe a little bit ahead of last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're actually officially just slightly behind now, and I think the spring weather probably had a little something to do with that. I've talked to some other race people around, said same exact thing.
Yeah. Winter weather when it was supposed to be spring.
It was, yeah. But, yeah, right now, the half marathon's almost exactly where it was last year. The 5K lags, which is not unusual. People kind of make that decision the last couple of weeks. The 1 mile is pretty stable. A lot of the sponsors, as part of their sponsorship, get X number of races that they can put their friends or family or employees in. And so that always is a pretty stable event. And we really like the 1 mile for a lot of reasons. One of them being it just gets people introduced to the event.
Right.
And so many people have started with the 1 mile who are now half marathoners, which is exciting for us.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, I mean, those people that are that motivated, I commend them because, yeah, you know, I will walk the mile. I would, at some point, I will get out and I will actually walk the 5K. I don't know if I'm ready for that this year. Maybe. The half, I don't know that I'll ever get to that point. We'll see. I'm a person that hates running. So no matter what, even if I'm in great shape, it's like, but there are so many people that even that are like me that have hated it, but have gotten into it. And like you said, kind of worked their way up and now working up to that half marathon. It's such a great place, especially if it's your first 5K or your first half. This is a really good course for that.
Oh, it is. It's flat. A lot of shade. You know, we've kind of tinkered with the course over a number of years, and we think it's pretty stable now. It's going to be the course now for a number of years. And one thing runners like is shade, and particularly in the longer distances, there's plenty of shade now, and that it shows in our times. I mean, our times get better every year.
Yeah, and like you said, being a flat course, I mean, if you go to try to do your first one in Peoria, you're going to be going up big hills. Quad Cities going up big hills. Most other places, but about as flat as you can get for especially for a half marathon course.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And where we run kind of through the north end of town, there's a lot of real beautiful sites too. Lovely homes, nice neighborhoods. It's always fun to see the residents out, you know, just kind of cheering on the runners. They're not no official capacity, but still showing appreciation for the event.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if you're along the race route anywhere, I mean, get out there, you know, put if you got a boom box or stereo, you can play some music for the people running by and that. And as far you know, you don't have to try to give them water or anything. There will be water stations for them along the course, but it's really nice to just kind of cheer them on and kind of help them on their way. And I know the runners appreciate that.
Oh, they absolutely do. And I know from just the few events that I've run in, those volunteers just encouraging you when you feel like you just need to stop. Kind of makes all the difference in the world. For me, it's usually, hey, old guy, you're doing good, or hey, hey, bald man, keep it up.
True things, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about how you can get signed up. Of course, you got your website. If you Google Run Galesburg Run, Facebook page as well.
Yeah, all those things. Probably our biggest concern right now is we need some volunteers.
Okay.
We're about, I think, about 80 more required. It takes about 400 to 450 to run put the thing on. You have your kind of early adopters that jump in every year. Sue Dickinson does a great job with that. But usually about this time, we're kind of making some appeals, Facebook and so on, to say, hey, we need some more people out on the course. You get some great swag. You know, Acapulco gives you a little something. Hardy's gives you a little something. Dave's Auto Body gives you something related to the detailing of your car. So, you know, the runners, the volunteers get some nice things, and they always say they have a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's not only about the race. There's always some fun that comes up post race, and that's such a big thing, and so much fun. There's music, there's food, there's drink, and the bottom line, everything goes to charity. That's the big thing,
right? We I think we hit just a little over 70,000 last year, as far as how much we've given total for the event, and you know, we anticipate because our costs typically go down because we've bought things, and you know, you don't have to buy them again each year. So we're hoping that we can continue to turn this into something that's pretty significant for the community charity-wise.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other neat things that you do, you don't just say, hey, Tom, can you come MC and open the race and get it going? You actually have somebody that does that professionally that comes and does, because it takes some organization to kind of get everybody to the start line, get everything going.
Yeah, and we have a guy named Bradford Rex. He's kind of a famous former professional athlete turned race announcer, and he comes in from California every year, and he's kind of – I mean, I have runners come up and say, I'll come back next year if that same guy is there. He said my name. You know, he just knows what to do, whereas, you know, the average person probably wouldn't.
Absolutely, and including me, I would have no idea what to do when it comes to that. It's like, okay, I guess runner set, go. but yeah, it's completely different. I mean, he's kind of an entertainer on top of it.
He's all that, and you know, I was up at an event in the Quad Cities. It's a big event too. You know, several hundred people, more than what we have, and they just had local DJs, and they were funny. But it was like, hey, runner number 122, here he goes, and it's just not the same. It's having some guy call your name, and if you've got a resume, he somehow knows it. And he'll talk about your personal record 10 years ago and like, how does he know that stuff? But he does.
Well, you know, that's one of the great things as well. As this race has grown going through 7 years now, you're getting more and more competitive runners that are coming. They're seeing what a good event this is. So that makes it even more fun to see some of the top runners from around the states and around the nation come.
Yeah, we're getting some pretty world-class speed right now. I was talking to Bruce Tracy via text the other day, and there's a fellow in the Quad Cities that just turned in a little over 2-hour marathon that he thinks is going to sign up here. So that guy will give the Kenyans a run.
Absolutely. My goodness, a little over. That is definitely world-class when it comes to marathoning. So Sunday, June 3rd, felt like January last month, Sunday, June 3rd, it's Run Galesburg Run. It's always such a fun day here in Galesburg. You got Knox graduation going on. You got concert on the lawn. But this really kind of kicks off the day. And this, whether you're participating or not, it's fun to come down. Fun, like you said, get out and support the runners. But the event itself, post-race event, everything, come down and help out charitable causes and have some fun with your the rest of people in the community and some other people, and kind of show them what Galesburg about, those that are coming from out of the community for this race.
Absolutely. Some people just come for the after party. You know, we have Frank F. Sidney. They've been doing it every year. And they are just, they're kind of branded with a race now. I don't know what we'll do. I guess if they ever did not do it, we'll just cancel the race. But seriously, the after party is a good time, and you know, people just sit back and relax and have a couple Mick Ultras or soft drink of their choice.
So starting will be on Seminary Street again, or
Kellogg Street.
Kellogg.
Yeah, in front of the Orpheum Theater.
And then the after party will be the lot kind of just behind off of Simmons?
So right across the street from the Orpheum.
Oh, okay.
Parking Lot H, okay, officially. Okay.
So right, Simmons and Kellogg there, the big lot then.
Yeah.
All right. So again, Run Galesburg Run, you can Google it, go to their website, go to their Facebook page. Now, as far as volunteering, same thing. Do you need to go online to get signed up to be a volunteer?
Right. There's a link from our website, RunGalesburgRun.com, and I know Sue Dickinson will appreciate it. This time of year is a little stressful for her because she wants to fill all the spots, and these spots really matter. You know, you may be standing out there thinking, gosh, I'm not really doing too much, but you might be helping somebody from not getting injured, really, by just a little awareness of traffic and that sort of thing.
So okay, in case somebody's wondering about volunteering, what kind of time commitment? You're talking, what, like 6 a.m. maybe till?
Yeah, it depends on where you're at on the course. You know, if you're on the 5K course, if you're on a mile course, it's a very, very short period of time. If you're on the half marathon course, it could be 3.5-hour commitment. But generally speaking, it's, you know, a couple of hours.
Yeah, and then the fun afterwards with all the runners and everybody.
You know, again, you get to cash in your meal chips or your drink chips or whatever we hand out for people. And again, the runners really appreciate the volunteers, and we can't have the race without them.
Absolutely. So again, you can get signed up, Run Galesburg Run. You can Google that, or get on the website, and there's a link or Facebook link, and get yourself signed up as a volunteer or to run the race. What's the cost if you're going to be a runner?
I think the top levels around like $75, mm-hmm. and it drops to like $35 and for the smaller races.
Okay, very good. Run Galesburg Run, Sunday, June 3rd. Dave, anything else we need to know about this year's event?
Just to bribe the volunteers one more time, I have. We also have some great raffle-type items. We give away a bicycle, you know, some pretty really nice things. And, of course, some of the sponsors donate some really cool things. So, you know, we try to do as much as we can to take care of our volunteers because we absolutely appreciate them.
Dave Dunn, he is the director of Run Galesburg Run. Again, Sunday, June 3rd. You can Google Run Galesburg Run, get all the information there. You can get signed up for the race. Need volunteers. Can't do it without the volunteers. You can get signed up there to volunteer. Lots of swag involved in that. So your time is worth that effort, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Dave, thanks so much again. Always appreciate what you do here for the city of Galesburg. Looking forward to Run Galesburg Run.
Thanks again.